Splashy, splashy, splash the water.
A simple bath. It's something that the residents of Flint, Michigan haven't been able to enjoy for more than 2 years after the city contaminated residential water systems by failing to treat the water when they changed water sources. Thousands were subsequently exposed to lead and other chemicals. Doctors treated persistent rashes and hair loss. After national outrage and promises to clean up the water, scientists have recently told residents that unfiltered water, while still not safe to drink, is safe enough for hand washing and taking baths and showers. Lulu Brazel and Melissa Mays are both residents in Flint. Melissa is founder of the organization What Are You Fighting For? And Melissa, first of all, everyone wants to know, you've taken a shower, right?
I did yesterday, and I'm sorry that I did.
Really?
Yes. Yes. It's just hard to breathe. My hair color's changed. It burns your nose, your throat, your eyes. We received a shower filter from the plumbers and it helps a little bit, but it's still way different. We spent a few days away in the Upper Peninsula showering with well water, which is hard. And it was a huge improvement to what we have here in the city.
Lulu, how do you trust government again, ever after this experience?
I will never trust government 100% ever again.
So what do you do now? How do you recover from this and get a workable solution that's going to eventually lead to a water system you can trust, and then you can get around to the other problems in Flint?
Well, we need our entire infrastructure fixed. And until that's done, nothing's going to fix the water.
And what do you notice in your own home?
Here in my home, our water is blue tinted. It smells like bleach most days. If you're exposed to it for more than a couple minutes, you tend to start getting a headache. We have rashes that resemble chemical burns if we're in the water for more than a couple minutes. You have to do dishes with gloves on because it messes up your hands and arms. It's not good at all.
And they still are saying the water is safe for washing and taking baths and showers. That sounds like it's absolutely not true in your own home.
Oh, it's not true. They say if you aren't immune compromised or if you're not below a certain age, you're fine to bathe and shower in it. Would you shower in bleach? I know I wouldn't shower in bleach.
Melissa Mays, what have you been able to accomplish with your group? What are you fighting for?
We've had Mark Ruffalo's group from Water Defense in testing homes, and we've been finding across the board high phosphorus in the water, which is what they're putting in phosphoric acid to try to recoat the pipes. It's not working. You can't recoat holes. So instead of all that, all the chlorine and all the additional chemicals they're adding are causing all these byproducts to make our bathrooms like gas chambers. People are lethargic. Like Lulu said, the headaches are horrible, and you just feel awful when you take a shower. And we've limited it down to 5 minutes or less on a lukewarm shower, and it still doesn't matter. My kids have lost so much hair, and it's ridiculous for them to say it's safe when the state themselves are not testing hot water. So I'm asking, you know, how can you say it's safe to shower when you're not even testing the hot water? You cannot say that something's safe if you've not tested it, and they just don't listen to us.
You know, there's got to be a point where you just say, let's get out of here. I mean, I know that you've got problems, and we've talked about those before. But to describe again the limitations that prevent you from just putting Flint in your rear view.
Well, we own our home. And at this point in time, I don't think anyone's going to come in and purchase my poison water house. I'll never get what I owe out of the house. That's everybody said, just, you know, give it up, file bankruptcy. Well, my son's hopefully going to college in the next year or so, and I wouldn't be able to co-sign for his student loans, help him out in any shape or form. We would lose everything. So here we sit, but here we fight. If we give up and run away, they win is one thing, but also we can't run away as much as we'd love to. Like I said, we went to the UP and my husband had to drag me out of the cabin. And that's pretty bad because I do enjoy air conditioning and internet. But yeah, he had to drag me out because I didn't want to come back. But then when you get back here, you say, okay, well, this is our city. We live here. We love our city. And it's definitely worth fighting for. So we're not going to give up.
Lulu Brazel, you know, Melissa makes a great point that when the city fails and the state fails to support infrastructure in your community, every single investment that you've made could go down the tubes, right?
Correct.
And how's that affected you?
We don't own our home. We rent. But at the same time, we have a lot of money and time invested here. I've been here my whole life. There's so much good here in the city that we won't let the water run us out. We'll keep on fighting until they fix it.
What do you think they have to do? I mean, what's the I mean, is it replace all the pipes? I've actually talked to plumbers who listen to the coverage about Flint and say, you know, give me a call. I'll get something done in a neighborhood, you know, over the weekend. I mean, he's oversimplifying, but there is a certain amount of head scratching as to why you can't just make a whole replacement strategy implemented in some reasonable period of time.
The only way that I think that our entire infrastructure will get fixed in a reasonable amount of time is if they bring in the Army Corps of Engineers, move everybody out, and get everything done at once. That way we're not disturbing chemicals and particles in the water every time they change the service line out. People aren't having to deal with the poison. Just get us out of here for a couple months, come in here, get it all done, and then move people back in.
And Melissa, what's your preferred strategy for dealing with this?
I work with the plumbers here in Flint, and they're ready to go. They're ready to call in the other union plumbers. There's 343,000 union plumbers that have said, we will come help if the money is there. We will get this done. But what we're told is that the governor said if he has to replace Flint's infrastructure, then he'll have to replace all the cities with lead or other water problems. And my saying is, that's great. Why don't you go ahead and invest in this and do this instead of allowing people to be poisoned and dragging out the torture, basically. But we're told if Flint gets fixed, then other cities are going to want to be fixed, too, which, again, to me, seems like common sense.
Melissa Mays, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Lulu, thanks so much, and good luck to you.
Oh, thank you.
Lulu Brazell is a Flint native, mother of three. Melissa Mays is the founder of What Are You Fighting For? And she's also a resident of Flint, Michigan.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.